Hello, this is Debbie Kay with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you're watching Video Voters Guide or listening on our podcast. We are here today to talk with a candidate running in the May 21, 2024 primary election. The League is grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me is Kevin Fitz, running for Multnomah County Commissioner, District 1. Welcome, Mr. Fitz.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here today.
I'm glad you could make it. Please tell us a little bit about yourself. Why are you running for this office?
Very good. My name is Kevin. I'm a native Oregonian. I was born in Eugene, but I've lived in Portland since 1985. A little bit about myself. I love the Pacific Northwest. Particularly close to the mountains and to the beach. I'm an avid walker, runner, and hiker. And one of the things most fundamentally important to me is my partner and my family. I'm running for Multnomah County Commissioner District 1 because all of my career, I've been a mental health clinician and a public advocate, helping direct and inform public policy to increase and support programs that help individuals rehabilitate from psychiatric crisis and drug and alcohol addiction. For the last 10 years of my career, I have made laws that have benefited individuals in psychiatric crisis, getting them the help they need before they have to have a severe episode and need hospitalization. And as well as promoting timely psychiatric rehabilitation, I have also spent my career supporting community-based programs. So when individuals leave jail, prison, the institutions, that they have community connections that meet their needs and their services at the ground level. I'm running to help fix and improve Multnomah County's behavioral health system and the crisis that the whole city and county is struggling with currently. And I think I'm the leader that could bring that together and build appropriate teams to address this more effectively.
Thank you. The next question is, what will be your policy priorities if elected and why?
One thing I think it's essential for voters to know, there's approximately 790,000, 800,000 people living in Multnomah County currently. It's important to understand how much of the individuals who live in the county are impacted by public services. For example, 36% of Multnomah County is on state health insurance called the Oregon Health Plan or Medicaid. Another 16% of Multnomah County is on Medicare. Almost 50% of Multnomah County citizens receive federal or state benefits for their health insurance. That's significant and consequential. Why? Particularly regarding seniors and Medicare, we are experiencing an explosion in growth over 65. We are currently not prepared, Multnomah County, to serve the seniors we currently have or the estimates of growth that may be as much as 5-10% in the next 10 years of our seniors. We're not prepared. We have a significant amount of people who struggle, who live on public benefits right at or near the poverty line. Every day, those individuals from that population end up to hitting the streets. We have a huge crisis, not just for those who are unhoused, but those who live very close to the poverty line and can barely afford to keep their own house or their apartment rent paid. This is a significant consequence to me as your next county commissioner. And I'm an individual all my career have fought for seniors, individuals, disabilities, and those living in poverty.
Thank you. Are you satisfied with the board's current handling of the 24-hour mental health crisis and sobering center? And if not, what changes would you support?
Since 2019, I have been on the Joint City Council, what they used to call the Behavioral Health Emergency Crisis Network. One of the main plans was that was a withdrawal management and detox for individuals with methamphetamine. This process started in 2019. As everybody who knows has read the press, the back and forth and the tug of war, the politics between county commissioners, city councilors, and the mayor we need to work effectively together. And when there are no solutions or solutions don't exist, we spend too much time blame gaming each other. We need effective politics that builds teams so we can work cross-collaboratively with the city and county. And particularly also with Metro, our housing, one of our major housing regional services. We all need to work effectively together. There's not one sheriff here. There are five or six major agencies that intersect with behavioral health, substance use disorder, houselessness services, and shelter services, and they all need to be at the table and work effectively week by week so we can meet people's needs more effectively. And we got to get out of this name calling and bickering about ineffective politics.
Thank you. You are listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast of Kevin Fitz, who is running for Multnomah County Commissioner, District 1. This may be our last question. What role would you support for Multnomah County to play in addressing the supply of housing in our region?
I think that's I think that's particularly important, but job one, if we look at the budget of Multnomah County, it's about $3.6 billion this year. If we cut that into tenths, the top two things that Multnomah spends money on, number one is health services, and number two, senior and aging and disability services. Every hand on deck to provide as much affordable housing as we can possibly generate out there. But I'll tell you, one of the things that concerns me terribly, we have a colossal failure rate. We talk about getting people into treatment beds and signing people up for what we call treatment for substance use disorder, polysubstance use disorder. The rates of failure in our conventional treatment system are colossal, and we cannot afford to not have better systems of rehabilitation for these individuals. One of my goals as a county commissioner is to improve our treatment services for individuals who have a hard time with trauma and nervous systems are struggling terribly because of their previous living arrangements. We are failing with our treatment. It takes almost seven times for an individual through conventional treatment to get any sobriety or any abstinence in the following 6 months to 1 year. We need to fix this problem, or we're going to pool a huge amount of individuals that are not recovered and are using the most expensive services, i.e. the emergency room and our psychiatric wards. Thank you for allowing me to be here today.
Thank you for joining us today. This concludes our Video Voters Guide and podcast interview of Kevin Fitz, running for Multnomah County Commissioner, District 1. Election Day is Tuesday, May 21st. Ballots will be mailed beginning May 1st. Be sure to inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. Thank you for your attention and interest.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Fruing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.